Hey, our guys went on a bus trip all the way up to the Final Four. We sent one of our interns on a bus ride. It was a long 2 days on that bus. He was the Rosa Parks of...
He was.
No, he was.
Sitting on a bus.
The Rosa Parks. No, there's already been one of those.
Oh, do that.
That's why I stopped, dude.
That one doesn't count?
No, the real Rosa Parks was sitting on a... Yeah.
Man. It's complicated being a Rosa
Parks. It's really... See, things. Again, this thinking thing is getting in the way of the show. These people in Indianapolis, they don't deserve to have a football team. What kind of fans could they possibly be? We decided we'd call Indianapolis and find out. We spoke to a local convenience store there. 99, good morning.
Whoops.
or over there. I gotta find my Indianapolis guy. There we go.
Good morning.
No, syphilis. Do you have syphilis?
I don't know that.
Do you have...
Please, I don't know. It's
herpes?
Wrong,
herpes. Do you have it? Do you have it, sir? Sir? Well, apparently they don't. And one other thing they don't have? Heart.
FM 99 rocks Hampton Roads.
WNOR-FM and WNOR-HD Norfolk.
Yeah, morning show. It's funny as could be. It really gets you out. Hey, this is Tony from Hampton, and you're listening to FM 99 with Rumble in the Morning.
That's a great name for a bar band. Playing tonight, One Cold Boob. Yeah, One Cold Boob tonight. 601 here at FM 99 WNOR. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, continuing education. The continuing education process. A great way for somebody on a busy schedule to get ahead in this world. On its way in just a few minutes. Also, obviously, more on the captain of the aircraft carrier. He's sleeping in. Stephen Hill is here with the traffic update.
Morning.
Say good morning to him. And this brought to you by somebody in Eric's stylishly colored chartreuse green folder.
Yes.
Nice.
Very olive
stylish.
And puke, I like to call it.
It was in about 4 years ago.
Brought to you by Apex Eye Care. You probably know that Apex Eye Care is the place for laser vision correction. Now they can save you $1,000.
I
told you
that.
You should. Well, then you need more info, maybe. Check them out on the web at apex.com. Maybe you should take those things off.
Oh, good morning. Base traffic 564. I'm Stephen Hill for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Nice job. Appreciate that. You don't mind running out and getting us all lottery tickets later in the show.
Yeah. How much is that up to now?
330.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
$330 million.
Dang. Rod says to me this morning when we were talking about it, he goes, if I win, I'll be acting a little strangely.
Yeah, really.
It's like, dude, you don't even have to preface that with, if I win. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much any day. But yeah. But you know what? I'll make sure that I pack up all my stuff really good. Uh-huh. I'll be in tomorrow, but I'll be a little weird.
Send some people.
Yeah.
Ow! Yeah.
That would be
my people do it.
Awesome. That's right. Send people over to pack up my things. My one box and my hot plate over here. I haven't even checked to see if this thing works yet.
Careful. It might.
I got this one. This is my Christmas present. I got this Brookstone mug warmer. It's like a hot plate for your coffee mug.
I was wondering. It looks like a UFO on the ground.
Hot coffee mug on there. Okay.
And not flying one.
It's hot already, and it's only on the low setting. I don't know if I want to put it on the high setting. That looks like a screaming building fire to me, but I don't know about you guys. You can see, when you see smoke coming off of it.
Yeah.
It's steam.
Steam-powered
heat.
I can make soup or something over here for us. Looks like I can make it one cup at a time. We'll survive. If it all goes bad, I'll show you guys how to make Cheeto soup from the vending machine.
Well,
hey, it's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for the news.
Mm-hmm.
She's in here with one cold boobie.
Yeah.
Apparently. But
it's okay.
Or
a scarf.
Some cool scarf. So, let me see the scarf.
It's just black and it's comfortable.
Oh, nice.
But I have a cold neck right now. I don't know why. It's just cold around here.
The radio station is freezing.
Yeah.
I wrote that on my Facebook page this morning when we got in. The building heat doesn't come on until either 6 or 8 o'clock, something like that.
That's
so you can't get any... Now, in this room, it gets warm because we have all these electronics. They throw off a lot of heat, so it's a good place to go huddle. But we can't really all work in here. I mean, we could snuggle for a while if you guys wanted to. But the working part,
not good. So you have to go back to all these other rooms, which are on the outside walls of the building, and you freeze your ass.
And it's the day I chose to wear my sweatshirt.
Oh, you're wearing your slitty shirt.
Yeah. It's got a bunch of slits in it, so.
That's why I call it your slitty shirt.
Yeah, exactly.